I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Diane Brown joins me again. The artistic director of Ruby Slippers Theatre is a star of the new production of 5 at 50, the Brad Fraser play that Ruby Slippers is co-producing with ZZ Theatre. Among those in the cast with Diane, Deborah Williams, Vina Sood, Donna Yamamoto, and Bernice Zellinger. The show is directed by Cameron McKenzie. The themes explored in 5 at 50 include friendship, addiction, codependence, and the need to evolve, especially when you hit a milestone like 50. I'll get Diane to tell us about the show, that which is reflected on stage, and about the co-production. The show runs the 12th to the 28th of May at the Pal Studio Theatre on Cardero Street. Visit rubyslippers.ca and zztheatre.ca. You can follow links there for tickets and more information. Diane Brown was last on a year ago, just as she was taking to the stage in the show The Duchess, also known as Wallace Simpson, which was a big hit in this town, selling out its run and garnering great notices. She joins me one afternoon last week in the midst of rehearsals. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, Diane Brown. Ms. Brown, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we talked last year, just as you were about to start The Duchess.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get to see it. I'm like one of those people in this town who didn't get my act together, and it sold out, didn't it?
It did. The whole run was just fantastic. Maybe you'll come see the remount when we remount it.
Ah, there you go, yeah.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, do that, yeah. 5 at 50, this is the first time it's been done in North America. That's my understanding. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's the North American premiere.
Yeah, well, for people who might not know, I mean, a lot of us, you know, have heard of Brad Fraser for 20 years, but there are also a lot of people who aren't familiar with his work. Would you give us sort of an introduction on him and where 5 at 50, say, where that places in the canon of his work?
Right. Well, Brad Fraser, as you already mentioned, has been around for a long time, more than 20 years. Really prolific writer, really amazing, and you know, you can see a list of his accomplishments if you just Google search him. But he's kind of got a reputation as being Canada's bad boy. And I think he does that because he's not afraid to push buttons and really expose social taboos with a lot of flair and humor and unapologetic directness. So this piece, like many of his other pieces, is, you know, unapologetically pushing some buttons and exposing some taboos. What's great and what's different about this piece is that it's 5 women. And I don't think he has another play where he specifically set out to put 5 women on stage, and not just 5 women, 5 middle-aged women, to talk about middle-age life crisis from a female perspective. So it's a really fun romp, but it also has a darker underbelly. There's addiction. There's questions of love and growth and family and the choices that we make in life and do we regret them. So there's a lot of grown-up stuff in there along with his usual banter and dark humor.
Yeah, is this a sort of material that say, you as a performer, as a producer, were looking for in terms of bringing to audiences in this town at least?
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, I've always been, and Ruby Slippers has always been committed to furthering female voices in the theater, be they strong roles on stage or playwrights, as in our Advanced Theater New Works by Women series, or female directors or whatever. With this piece, we have 5 strong women on stage, fully realized characters, three-dimensional human beings. They get to be ugly at times. They get to be their age. They get to be over 40. They get to be, like I said, struggling with real human issues. And this, you know, if you look at the plays being done across Canada, putting 5 middle-aged women on stage, 5 multicultural middle-aged women on stage, is practically revolutionary. You just don't see it, and that's unfortunate. So it had to be done, and we're tackling this beast, and it's a lot of fun, and like I said, it's got a lot of depth, and that's because it's a more mature work, I think, and I think Brad has come a long way from his early days, and there's a lot here for everyone.
Who do you play in the show?
I play a character named Laureen Goodman.
And then what's she going through as we meet her in 5 at 50?
Laureen is going through a bit of a crisis. She's on her 4th marriage, and it's on the rocks. And turns out her husband, oh, I don't want to give away too much.
No.
She has difficulty getting men to commit to her. She's a very successful real estate agent, but she has issues with her family. There's a lot of unresolved issues from her past that she has to come to deal with, and she has addiction problems herself. So all the characters have their, shall we say, stuff.
Yeah.
And they more or less start to deal with it by the end. Nobody's perfect, and there's no tidy, neat bow, but there is hope by the end of the play, and these women do grow and learn something from their past.
As you start work on this production, we're talking a couple weeks, I guess, before the show opens.
Yeah. Actually, we open next week.
Yeah, so a week or so. Do you think about these themes that come up in the show, especially the one on friendship? Are these discussions that you might have with your fellow actors, your director?
Oh, even? Absolutely. We've had lots of talk about that. I mean, one of the things that makes this such a unique piece is that the focus isn't on the flaws. They're there, but what pulls them through ultimately and what differentiates these women from their male counterparts, say, who are going through a midlife crisis and screwing the secretary and buying a sports car, what differentiates these women is that they actually reach out and they talk to each other, and it's their friendship and their love for each other that ultimately saves their dignity and saves themselves. So we talk a lot about friendship and those bonds that we can't really live without.
And the friendship between, say, women as opposed to the friendship between men and other men, is that a completely different sort of process altogether?
Well, I don't know if I can speak for men, but I can certainly say that women talk about things that are incredibly personal and intimate. I suspect more so than men do in general. And that's one of the things that I find different, in terms of this piece of writing. It really does emphasize the fact that women aren't afraid to talk personally and to just put it all out there to each other with their friends, that this is a good thing, and that this is one of the ways in which we can grow and help each other and keep on going.
Is this a show, do you think, where if a male went to, would learn about women a lot more than...
I think everyone's going to laugh a lot. Whether or not they're going to have any insights or not is really up to them. But I think it's a really entertaining show, and I think it's a really smart script. And the cast is fantastic, and I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about my fellow actors. The director is really, really smart. So, I think a very good time is guaranteed for all.
And so this is a co-production between Ruby Slippers Theatre and ZZ Theatre, pardon me.
That's right.
How did the two companies come together and put this on?
Well, actually, it was Cameron McKenzie who brought it to my attention. He's the director.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd heard of it, but I had never read it. So he asked me to read it, and I did. And he pitched the idea of him directing and me acting in it. And I thought it was a fabulous idea for all the reasons that I've just basically shared with you.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly, I think, because it was just so directly and so courageously putting these, again, five women on stage, which we have decided are multicultural backgrounds, and that they're dealing with midlife crises, which is really something that is never dealt with in popular culture on the stage, on the screen, ever. Like real issues that women in midlife have.
And the your fellow performers, the four others on stage with you, they're performers that we all know and have seen on stage
yes.
here, right?
Oh, yes, you all know them and you all love them. There's Beatrice Zeilinger, Deborah Williams, Vina Sood, Donna Yamamoto. It's a fabulous cast.
Yeah, what's it like working in that space there at PAL?
We move in next week. I haven't been there yet. I've seen shows there, but to be honest, I've never done a show there.
Yeah, it must.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've never been there myself, but I mean, I've talked to people who put on shows there, and it's great that the city has another venue like that.
It is great. It's an intimate space with a fabulous patio and bar, and everybody has a good seat. It's a thrust configuration, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll see this production. I'll have to get my tickets.
Yeah, you must come to this one.
Yeah, and you'll let me know about the Duchess.
I sure will.
It's nice talking again. Break a leg.
Yeah, thank you. Bye for now.
RubySlippers.ca and ZZTheatre.ca are the websites for more. 5 at 50 by Brad Fraser is at the PAL Studio Theatre at 581 Cardero, the 12th to the 28th of May 2016. Diane Brown, one of its stars, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plato.